Good morning, this is Steve again with the Daily Inspiration for this morning. I'm going to continue with just some more thoughts on the whole idea of deception and how deception comes into our lives. Yesterday morning I looked at the Word of God and how the Word of God keeps and the importance of the diligently searching of the Word of God to guide our lives. This morning I'm going to look at just our own heart and our own tendency to go after deception and false ideas and whatever. I'm going to start with Jeremiah chapter 17. Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 5 to 10. Thus says the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and his heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out his roots by the river, and shall not see when he cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. In verse 9, the heart is deceitful of all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. So look at our own heart and how we're so drawn towards false ideas. We want to believe things that we want to be true, and we have a tendency in our heart to make them be true. First of all, it talks about the blessing, the curse, man that trusts in man, the blessing that trusts in the Lord, and then how the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And we just have this bent towards evil and towards false ideas and whatever. The flesh just wants to gravitate towards things that it shouldn't. And then we have James chapter 1. And I realize that, you know, some of you might be saying, well, as a new believer, as a born-again Christian, God has given me a new heart. And yes, Ezekiel 36, we see that. You know, he gives us a new heart, new desires. But we also see in different places how we are still affected. You know, whether it's the old heart or whether it's the flesh or whatever you want to look at it, however you want to look at it, whatever you want to call it, there's still... You have to admit that there's still an effect of that old man that's wanting to have its influence in us, and that's what we're talking about here. So James chapter 1, and starting in 13, says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brother. Every good gift and a perfect gift from above cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. So, since God cannot be tempted of evil, and does not tempt man, but we are drawn away by our own lusts. So, again, just emphasizing that need that we have to be aware of the deceitfulness in our own hearts, and the way that it's that lust that draws us away, that desire for other things. 2 Timothy 4. Second Timothy 4. And starting in verse 1-4. Now therefore, my son, be strong in grace in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same thou men you shall be able to teach also others also. Oh, no, sorry, I'm in the wrong place. Second chapter 4 I'm looking at. I charge thee therefore before God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his kingdom. Preach the word, the in season, out of season, prove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. But then will come, they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heed to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto faith. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of the evangelist, will make full proof of thy ministry. So what he's saying here is people in the last days will teach themselves teachers, having itching ears, going after their own lusts, and not wanting to hear the truth, but wanting to hear what sounds good, or just smooth message. I think I'm going to end there for this morning. We'll continue another time. God bless you.